this on there. I'm gonna add on one more coin. This is the last singer that we were discussing. Son who stays up all night. In the morning, making breakfast a shachar. What happens if he stays up all night, and then when it's already day, before shachris, he lays down, even at mutter, like he appoints a shomer, and it reads the alis a shachar. Shavuos by night, he stayed up until alis a shachar, so he's been kind of staying up until morning, but he's very tired, he's too tired to daven, so he appoints a shomer to make sure that he'll daven, and he lays down there for a half an hour, the Zman of Shisa Nishma. Can he now make the Berachas of Shachar or not? So the Shmur brings down a Kiveger, which Kiveger is discussing someone who slept a half an hour during the day before he stays up at night. Meaning Erev Shavuos. Take the example of Shavuos. Erev Shavuos, someone rested, he laid down, he went to sleep for at least a half an hour. Then he stays up all night. So Kiveger wants to say that he can make Berachas HaTorah. We're discussing Berachas HaTorah right now. We can say Berachas HaTorah. Why? Because Be'etzem, the question is, why when a person sleeps during the day, he does not need to make Berachas HaTorah when he wakes up? So really it's Machlokes Rishonim. Why he does not need to make Berachas HaTorah when he wakes up? The Rishonim are arguing, why do you need to make Berachas HaTorah every day? Why do you have to make Berachas HaTorah every day? It's one long mitzvah above learning Torah. So why every day do you need to make Berachas HaTorah? There's no hefsek in the mitzvahs to learn Torah. So some learn that's the Tekon's Chazal is, that you need to make Berachas HaTorah every day. Every day you make Berachas HaTorah. Others learn that no. Sleeping, since while you're sleeping you cannot learn, so the sleeping itself is a hefsek. The obvious not for me is if let's say I do not sleep at night, I was up all night. If I was up all night, so if it's a Tekonis Chazal that every day you make Berachas HaTorah, so it makes no difference whether I slept or not. But if the reason why I make a new Berachas HaTorah every day is because I slept and the sleep is a hefsek, since I did not sleep all night, I did not need to make a Berachas HaTorah. So to Kiveger, when this person slept on Erev Shavuos, Mamshach has to make Berachas HaTorah in the morning. Either because the sleep was a hefsek, he slept, or because Takanas Chazal is that each day you make a Berachas HaTorah. So therefore, this person that we started off with a question. Someone stayed up all night, then in the morning before davening, with a heter of a shomer or whatever his heter was, he laid down, he went to sleep before he davened shachris during the day. It was already day, as if that was. So he could make Berachas HaTorah when he wakes up, because Mimar Shach is chayvin Berachas HaTorah. However, this only helps us for Berachas HaTorah. This Mimar Shach of the Kiveger does not help us for Elikai Neshama and Hamav Hashena. Because over there it's a Chor Pasha that's not totally in a Hefsik. Chazal himself came to make the Bracha each day, and Elikai Neshama shouldn't have to be, So over here it's different. There is a Chumas Machzelio in Siman Aleph, but he wants to say that Elikai Neshama one would be able to make if they slept during the day, or they slept the day before, in the morning, they would be able to make. However, in the Shabur Lachar, it's been doing now like that. Shabur is Mashman, and the Shabur says, in Yashim, the Laila, she's a Mishman. And you can't say that he's talking about the Hoiva, because he's quoting Chayodam. The Chayodam says, in Yashin she's a Nishman, doesn't say Belaila. And the Shmur added the word Belaila over there. So, it's Mashmur, it's Beduik that the Shmur wanted by the Kaddish Shaman and Rav Mashiach. He could be Mechalik and say that that he wrote Belial because of Amavishena Ba'en Achrami Al Kadisham, he would be able to, but he should have explained that. And there was definitely Roy Lachman in that case, not fine. Okay, now Simon Ches. So there are certain things which are usher from when the day begins to get light, which is Mishaola Murashacha. There are rays from the sun already shining from the Mizrach. Kivasha Az Maskos Manfil sins. At that time starts the Zman Tefillah. Shem is Pala Az B'Di'evet Yotza. And even though Avada presence was to wait until Netzach Hama to daven, but if a person did daven from Amor HaShacha, he's Yotza B'Di'evet. So therefore, these dinim he gives to Amor HaShacha. Chayin Asa Lodno La'asku B'Malocha, it's us to start on a Malocha, it was Asik V'Asokov, would be Isaac in his own asokim, will have to be magdil what's an Isaac. Isaac means involvement, something that you get involved in. Or Leilach b'derech kodim shesvalo, to go onto the road before he davens. Shenema tzedek lefonim yahalich, v'yosem l'derech pa'omo. Tzedek zu tefila, shematfit l'boire. Tzedek is referring to tefila. The hod, and then the Yosef Pomov, he places his steps, the drachov, the darche chefzeh. So notice the idea over here is that before he does anything, before he gets involved in anything, in malacha or asik or traveling, he has to daven first. Now, we said Mishaola Murashacha. Mishbur brings down that Shmur writes in Sim Beites Sifkatan Yud Zayin and also in Sifkatan Lamed Zayin that Yerava says Mikomokim right? The Yerava says Mikomokim Ein Lazis Shumini Ad Shivarach Seid Abrachis, meaning even before Or HaBoike, you should not do any Malacha until you say the Brachis. Shmur says a pasha the kabanosim chatzi shosh asamach l'arabayk, meaning that these dinim of not doing malach or reisik really begin already from a half an hour before Amor HaShachar. Then from a half an hour before Amor HaShachar, one already should try not to start doing a malach or reisik. Shmur and Simon Ayin Sitkot Nachav Gimel over there brings down that what happens if someone started doing a malacha? So do I need to stop or not? So he says, if he started doing a malacha before Amor HaShachar, and now came Amor HaShachar, so he does not need to stop, as long as there's enough time, there'll remain enough time, that he'll be able to finish Kriya Shema and Davin before the Seif Zman, Kriya Shema and Seif Zman Tefillah. Aval im hischa la'acha shal Amor HaShachar, but if he started after Amor HaShachar, we already started the Isser, so then he has to stop for Kriya Shema, which is the Deraisa, or for Brachas and Tefillah, he does not need to stop. And then after he finishes the Melacha, he'll say Kriya Shema with the Brachas and daven. He'll say Kriya Shema a second time, and with the Berachas Kriya Shema, and he'll daven. However, again, it's Davka Shadayin Yishar L'Shoas. He knows he'll have enough time to daven. But if he sees that the Zman is moving, so then he has to be mafsik, even for the Rabbanot. Says, fine. So that's if he did start beforehand. Now, there's different as Bairam to the Isra over here of doing Malach or Asik before davening, which we have to keep in mind that there's halacha by Mincha, Ma'ariv, and later Simonim, Ovadiyah, and it's in Reish Lamed Hei, I think it is, that Over there, there's an issa to do certain melachas before with melachas that are nimshach. Melachas, because you don't normally stop in the middle of them. Like a haircut, bathing in a bathhouse. These are melachas and nimshachas which take time, and you don't stop normally in the middle of them. So that's also before mincha ma'ariv, because of a chashash that it's going to be nimshach and you're going to pass the zman tefillah, and you're not going to end up davening. Over here, we're discussing a different. Besides that issa, there's another issa over here. Over here, the issa is because it's being learned from a pasuk. It's a smachta, but it's being learned from a pasuk that you shouldn't do anything. You shouldn't be involved in anything before you daven. The first thing a person does in the morning should be davening. The levush adds that. The Levush adds that the reason for this is that your tefillah shouldn't be in the sakik. Your tefillah should go up. This is the first thing you do. The Mabit in Beis Elikim, he brings that over there. He's bringing that in Perek Yudal. He's bringing the Hezbah to why we daven three tefillahs every day. And he says that the tefillah shachar is in order to recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Maimid B'Zeh Oilom Chayenu. And he says, "V'rak achrei emunah zeh efshel lasik b'parnasa." It's only after we mechazik ourselves in this emunah through tefillah shachris, then now we can be oisik in our parnasa. V'chein amru she'asal lasik b'shum davar kodem she'isbal. Therefore, they mechadish this iser. So it comes out that again, this iser is not because we're worried that by doing the malacha, we're going to come to not daven. Because it may be even a 1 minute malacha or 2 minute malacha. But it's a part that the first asik that you're involved in the morning should be tefillah. Atzimuna, or maybe tefillah should be nanis akif. So by mincha ma'ariv, the gedah towards asar is malachas adam shachas. The Mishnah gives us examples, Shacharan gives examples of that. Over here, it's less clear what is included in this issa of being oisik and tzrachav before shachris. The Eish Avram talks about lighting. They didn't have electricity in those days, so he's talking about lighting a candle before you daven in your house. In the shul, it's mutar because it's a tzarech tefillah. It's a tzarech for the tefillah. I have it at home, so you should have light in the house. Right? And obviously not to say brachas, because don't invite to open it. You don't light the candle to have light. He says, Tchash Melacha, on Shabbos, Melacha Savara. It's a Melacha. So he comes out, he says, no. He says, even though it's Tchash Melacha on Shabbos, but he wants to say, what's Mutar Chol Moed, or Erev Pesach, which is similar to Chol Moed, will be mutter before davening. But he says, still you have to try and hate it. My point is, I'm saying he's dining up b'char or something, which is very like simple, lighting a candle. He says it's mutter because we're not going to give a dav dora of melacha Shabbos, and what's mutter on Chol Moed, and Erev Pesach will be mutter. From the Mechaber and Siv Zayin, it's mashma, that any melacha which is negated to business is awesome. But not everyone agrees with this either. Not everyone agrees with this either. So, again, to give a clear gather is a little hard to. But we'll give many examples, and from the examples we'll try to get a feeling for what yeah and what not. Just to start off, tomorrow we'll be mamshech in the same tefillah kilchasei. Over there, brings to Rosh Hashanah that if you just like wanna look at the newspaper quickly. Let's see the headlines, or taking the garbage down. You can take the garbage down on the way to shul, or you can want to put the wash, which was already sorted out, right? To sort the wash, the laundry, to sort it out, the wipe and the colored and the socks and everything. They're not, but it's already sorted out to take it and put it in the machine and turn on the machine. All these things are mutter because that's not called the AC. It's not called the AC. The chayyur also to send a letter, like right? People still send letters, but I'm all on the those mailboxes on the way to show you want to send a letter. So you send a letter. The Maimon Mordechai is talking about, the Maimon Mordechai will have a later, will have a case where you want to go see your Asaka, right? So you want to go check out your business or the field to see how it is before you daven. So the Maimon Mordechai says, how could that be Mutta? He says, but davamud shein b'shaos kolkach, something small which doesn't take so much time, like mikri dva'es. This is already a clearer gather, which is bring us closer to what we need. Davamud shein b'shaos kolkach, like mikri dva'es. Meaning, esik is something which you're oisik in it. You're involved in it. And Rabbi Yankiv also, and Mr. Yaakov also says such an idea. Okay, in the session tomorrow, we'll...
Hi. Hello. 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 Hello.